Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Mission Possible. And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us Amy Sutton. She is the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service. And we couldn't be more thrilled to have her call in and tell us about all the good things still going on at Hastings Family Service. I'm just thrilled that you called in today because I know sometimes people, you know, say to us and they say, I know to you all the time calling, are you guys open? What's going on at Hastings Family Service? Lots is going on, isn't it?
There is a lot going on. And, you know, it's funny, while a lot of things have changed, we have, you know, a few things that continue to be the same, which is great. You know, for example, July has always been, or at least for 10 years now, has been a matching gifts month. We have a match in July through Open Your Heart to the Hungry and Homeless, where they do a proportionate match for all gifts received in July. And they've been doing that for a long time to sort of help food shelves through that period of time in the summer, which is traditionally a busy time for food shelves because kids are out of school. But this year, of course, kids have been out of school for a really long time.
Right.
but they're still doing it, and they recognize that it's, you know, more important than ever. So that's a big deal for not just Hastings Family Service, but food shelves throughout the state.
And are you also a stop where people can come and get a lunch at noon? Is that still going on?
We are. So they modified the school lunch program, so it's not being delivered by the buses anymore, but now there are sites throughout town, and we are one of those sites. People who want a school lunch, and actually for each kid there's a bag for lunch and breakfast, but they do need to call the school to sign up for that so that we have enough on site. So they're designated to a particular site where they pick up their order.
You know, that is such a great service, and I hope people are taking advantage of it because it really does fill a need for a lot of folks. And just so
well, and it's helped us tremendously. I mean, the fact that the school lunches remained available and the YMCA is still partnering with Loaves and Fishes to provide some noon lunches, that has really helped Hastings Family Service not to see this giant escalation, but just to see this sort of gradual increase in numbers. So we've been able to handle that. And we've been able to handle it still on site where, you know, we can have people come through the drive-through food shelf, and it's super easy, but it's still more confidential than if we went and tried to set up in a parking lot and had, you know, 100 cars line up. We would rather do it in a more respectful way, and because of their help and because of all these wonderful things happening in the community with us, we've been able to do that.
Mm, that's so nice. So let's get back to July being matching gift month. What exactly does that mean?
So really, ultimately, what it means is the more funds donated to Hastings Family Service in July, the larger the matching grant will be from Open Your Heart. It's a proportionate match. So they just, you know, all the food shelves raise as much money as they can, and then based on what they raised, they portion out what they have available to us. So it's not a dollar-for-dollar match, but, you know, for us, every dollar makes a difference when you consider, you know, we're still purchasing food from Second Harvest Heartland, and so we can still get a lot of our foods at about 14 cents on the dollar. And to be honest, what's really important about it for us is one of the difficulties that we're having in the food shelf right now is sourcing meat. We kind of pride ourselves in the amount of fresh foods and meats and eggs and milk and all of the perishable things that we're able to give people. And we don't want to decrease that. But in order to keep that up, we're going to end up spending more to get meat because that's just the situation that we're in. You know, I would say the dollars that come in July, a lot of it will be about sourcing foods for the fall.
Because you have freezer space and you can put stuff in the freezer.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, when we moved into this building, it was such a gift to us because we are able to have walk-in freezers and refrigeration that we can actually, you know, order things when they become available and keep them on site. And for a food shelf, that's hugely valuable because sometimes if you just run out of something and you have to go to a local grocer or local place to get it, or you have to source it immediately, you don't get as good of a price.
Mm. Amy, so, are you still able to accept farmers' bounties?
So that is a possibility. If there is a farm interested in doing something like that, they would just need to contact our food shelf director, Mary Kochek. And she's really looking at that as an option as we move forward as well.
And what's a good phone number for her, please?
651-437-7134. So, which really is the number for everything. We have, you know, even though our building is not open to the public yet, we still have current programs and services available, including the drive-through food shelf, including financial assistance. So things like car repairs or prescriptions or rent assistance, like just things that people are struggling with right now, they can call and at least find out if there's financial assistance or county dollars available. And all of that is done through that same phone number, 651-437-7134. And then, of course, Meals on Wheels is still delivering. They can be contacted at 651-404-1548 if someone wants information on Meals on Wheels. And then lastly, the thing that we're just kind of waiting right now to see what happens with the school district, but we will have school supplies available this fall. We don't know what that looks like yet because that will depend on if kids are heading back to the classroom or if there's going to be a little more distance learning or a combination. Once we kind of know what the plan is, we'll be able to make sure that that program will fill that need. So school supplies will be happening this fall. We just don't know what that looks like yet.
And how will that change the way you gather school supplies if it's more distance learning versus traditional school?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm not sure. The good thing is we had a great number of supplies left over last year, so we were anticipating not having to go out and gather as much anyway. And if it's, you know, if people are at home, they might need a little less than if they're at school, or, you know, maybe we would be looking at a couple of different distributions through the year. You know, maybe they get something to get them through at home, and then if they go back to the classrooms or when they go back and they need something more, we do another one. Or so we don't really know what that looks like because we'll just wait. During COVID, one of the challenges is we'll put a plan in place and tomorrow it'll change.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to really prepare and pivot when a change is needed and kind of put just all the possibilities in place and then go with what will work best for people. So I would say for people to watch our website and our Facebook page so that they can, because as soon as we know what's happening with the schools, we'll try to put that together and have some information about school supplies as well. So, but for now, you know, it's food shelf and financial assistance are our priorities to help people through. And we have been really fortunate to be able to also ramp up and work with our most vulnerable population to COVID has been our seniors, and we've been able to increase our market cart, which is...
Tell us about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's a mobile produce program that we started about 3 years ago, and we've just been able to kind of ramp that up with this, where we take mobile produce packs, so bags of fruits and vegetables and some fresh foods, out into our senior living communities like Mississippi Terrace or Oak Ridge. We in the past have had to cap that at so many people at Oak Ridge or so many people, you know, and we decided that we had to find a way to not have a cap and that anyone who wanted access to it would have access during this time. And so we've been able to do that. And it's really nice because it's really kind of a custom pack for them. There are some main things that go in. But, you know, the thing for seniors is they'll be like, I'm not going to buy a huge bag of oranges or I'm not going to buy a five-pound bag of potatoes at the store because I won't use them all.
Mm-hmm.
And this way they can say, I'd like two oranges and I would like to have lettuce. Or, you know, it allows some customization of that, so that people are getting not only what they need, but what they can use.
And how do people sign up for that, please?
So that is not a sign-up. It is currently just available in the senior living facilities. And so we work through them in order to take that mobile produce out to them.
It's really a great service. Tell us a little bit more about Meals on Wheels. I know you changed the way your meals are delivered during this pandemic.
Right, and as we kind of look at our COVID preparedness plan and trying to get back to being able to deliver every day of the week, right now what we do is we deliver 5 meals on Mondays. So there's only one delivery date, but they're still getting their week's worth of meals. But that means that, you know, we're not able to come with a warm meal every day. We've worked hard to, again, try to be creative and innovative and source good food for that. And so we've been fortunate to be able to partner with Emily's Bakery and Deli and the Onion Grill as well to provide one of those meals each week. So right now they're still getting their warm meal on Monday from Regina Hospital, and they get an additional prepacked meal from one of those restaurants, and then they get 3 additional frozen meals that we're currently sourcing through the Metro Meals on Wheels Opportunity Kitchen, which gives us, again, it's just a more of a homemade type thing versus, you know, a Hungry Man frozen meal. It's a better frozen meal than that, but it's all delivered that first day. So we've tried to find a way to maintain the quality of what people are getting while still being able to limit the exposure for both the volunteer and people who are being delivered to those people that we're serving. And so, you know, I would anticipate we're certainly wanting to get back to that 5-day-a-week meal delivery. We're not there yet, but we feel pretty good about what people are getting at this point and the quality we've been able to come up with.
Tell us a little bit about the financial assistance program. Are you meeting with people in person? Is it done strictly over the phone, or how does it work?
All services at this point are done over the phone. So that includes if they call for a food shelf appointment, there's just a few questions. We might go through a personal care questionnaire with them to find out, you know, do they need shampoo, do they need those types of things. And we do the same thing with financial assistance. So depending on what they're calling for, Maddie Milleran, who is in our office, is our primary person working with those small grants right now. And we have county dollars called emergency cash assistance that can be used for certain things. And so those are county pass-through dollars that we're able to administer. And then we have a couple of other funds that we're able to pull from. So it just encourage people, you know, if in any kind of a situation where you're just like, I don't know how I can pay for this car repair, or I don't know how to pay this bill, or, you know, my electricity is going to be shut off, whatever it might be, to go ahead and call us, because even if we don't have the resource right here, we may have the resource we can connect them with to help with that. So, and again, that's just that main number, that 437-7134. And again, I just encourage people to call. We can't always solve the problem, but we're sure going to try to find resources that will help them.
And is that something that is ongoing, or is that just strictly during the pandemic?
That's ongoing. That's something that we do all the time and have for many, many years.
So the financial assistance covers emergency things, or is there the opportunity for people to explain what their problems are and you to help them or help find the answer somewhere?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Is they call in and we're just going to find out, you know, what's happened. Is it an emergency car repair? Is it a job-related expense? Is it a prescription that they can't pay for right now? What is it that they need help with? And the other piece of that is we're able to then also encourage them to come and use the food shelf, because the dollars that people are spending on food, if they need that to buy the prescription or to make the car repair, we can help with the food. And so it can free up their other resources if they come through the food shelf. So we get people on the phone and we're doing everything. It's really like the face-to-face appointments that we've always done. We're just having to do it over the phone right now.
Mm-hmm. And the same level of service, it sure sounds like.
Well, we're trying. You know, I mean, one of the things, I think that's probably the thing that's hardest for all of us, is that one of the things that we have always worked hard at Hastings Family Service is to spend time with people and connect with them and really you know, get to the root cause of why they're visiting us and to see what else we can do to help. And it's really hard for us to not be able to, you know, sit down and really spend that time and try to figure all of that out. But right now, because of the volume, you know, again, the food shelf call is really a couple of basic pieces of information over the phone, and then we set a time for them to come through the drive-thru to pick up some food. But there are definitely people here who they can visit with to help with those bigger issues.
You know, Amy, and really do give another shout out and encourage people that need help with the food shelf. As a reminder, you are there, and if you've never been to the food shelf before, it really is open to everybody, isn't it?
It is, and it's never been easier. You know, again, it really is a phone call and setting a time when you can drive through with very little questions and very little time, because we know that there's a need out there right now, and that is exactly why we're here. And we try, you know, always to be positioned to help in whatever way that we can. And because we know every person's story is different.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we're here. And that is why the community supports this place. It's really amazing. Like, again, even just with the Open Your Heart matching funds in July, we're already seeing lots of gifts come in. And we're so grateful for that, because the community is who makes this possible. We are really just the conduit.
Well,
the community takes care of each other.
Right. Well, you're a great conduit, and I think you're being a little humble on that. We really are so grateful for all Hastings Family Service does, and I know that the city of Hastings would look very different without you in it. We want to thank our guest today, Amy Sutton. She is the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service, and if you have questions on anything she talked about, give them a call at 651-437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.